From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In Afghanistan, U.S. and NATO troops are laying the groundwork for a major offensive in the southern province of Kandahar, the birthplace of the Taliban. But Afghan President Hamid Karzai has said he won't okay the operation without local support. As NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Kabul, that's a tall order.
The Kandahar operation is expected to be the biggest military offensive in the nearly nine-year war in Afghanistan. More than 20,000 U.S., NATO, and Afghan troops will take part. The goal is to wrest control of the city and its surrounding districts from Taliban militants and local warlords and install a credible government. General David Petraeus, the chief of U.S. Central Command, says President Karzai's cooperation in the offensive is critical.
The elected leader of a sovereign country and the commander-in-chief of his armed forces is the one who will give the go-ahead, the direction for any operation. None of these operations are unilateral. It is a partnership, and neither side can move without the other.
The build-up to the offensive comes during a rocky period in relations between Karzai and his Western allies, and the president has not wholly embraced the Kandahar operation. Karzai's spokesman, Wahid Omar, says there are certain conditions the president would like to see met.
Overall, in principle, there is an agreement that this has to go on, but preconditions are that before we start the operation, there is a plan in place as to what we do after the operations. It's not about only having an operation, killing enemy, but it's also about providing good governance and to make sure that it doesn't result in consequences for the people that they don't really want.
Omar says Karzai believes the Kandahar operation needs the support of the local people. Last week, the president attended a gathering of some 1,500 tribal elders in Kandahar to see how they felt about the offensive.
Actually, that trip was in a way to weigh public support and to encourage public support for this coming operation.
But Karzai didn't get much encouragement. The tribal elders unleashed a barrage of complaints against the central government and at one point jeered the president. Haji Agalala Desgir, the deputy head of the provincial council, says many of the tribal chiefs are concerned about civilian casualties. Desgir says the other major concern is U.S. and NATO troops would not stay long after the operation, which would allow the Taliban to return and seek retribution.
If they start the operation and then leave the area, the Taliban will come back. The people who supported the new government, their lives would be in danger if the Taliban take over again.
During the meeting, Karzai assured the tribal elders that he would not launch the offensive until they were happy with it. Richard Holbrook, the U.S. Special Representative for Afghanistan and Pakistan, said Karzai's statement was taken out of context.
I honestly believe, with all due respect, that some people in the journalist in your profession made a lot more of the statement than it deserved. Of course, he's going to answer the question that way. That's exactly the right answer.
Even though the tribal chiefs don't like it and Karzai hasn't given his full blessing, the Kandahar offensive, as one Western military official put it, has already left the station. Military commanders say so-called shaping operations are gradually unfolding on the outskirts of Kandahar City. This includes reaching out to residents as well as military raids by U.S. Special Forces. Western and Afghan troops will begin pushing into the city in early summer. General Petraeus says this operation is different than the one in Marja in February, which began with a large airborne assault.
Marja was a bit more of a conventional military operation. It was a true clearance operation. The Kandahar operation, though, is about, in a sense, quote, politics, if you will. It's about tribal relationships. It's about, again, inclusivity and transparency.
And that means ensuring the Kandahar offensive has the backing of the local government and President Karzai. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Kabul.